Introduction. An epic written in blood. Shortly before Easter, in the year 1188, an English Archbishop of Canterbury went to Wales on a recruitment drive. Thousands of miles away, war had broken out in the eastern Mediterranean, and the Archbishop, whose name was Baldwin of Ford, had been tasked with recruiting several thousand able-bodied fighting men to join an army that was being deployed there. It was, on the face of it, not an easy assignment. For those who decided to join up, the journey by land and sea to the east and back would take at least 18 months. It would cost a lot of money. There was a high chance of shipwreck, robbery, ambush, or death from disease long before the destination, the Christian Kingdom of Jerusalem in Palestine, was ever reached. The chances of coming home with much in the way of plunder were negligible. Indeed, the prospect of coming home at all was dauntingly slim. The enemy commander, the Kurdish Sultan of Egypt and Syria, Salah al-Din Yusuf ibn Ayyub, colloquially called Saladin, was highly capable and had already inflicted a series of devastating defeats on armies of the Western Christians generically known as the Franks. The previous summer, he had crushed a huge army in the field, imprisoned the King of Jerusalem, seized the holy relic of Christ's cross, and evicted a Christian government from the city of Jerusalem. The only sure reward for participants in the war to take revenge on Saladin would be redeemed in the afterlife, where it was assumed that God would look favourably on participants, granting them a smoother, swifter entry into paradise. Although in a religious age obsessed with tallying and remitting sin, this was a more enticing offer than it might seem today, Baldwin nevertheless had his work cut out, as he and his entourage slogged through Wales from town to town, preaching, persuading, and whipping up enthusiasm for a war against an enemy none of his audience had ever seen, in a land vanishingly few had ever experienced outside their imaginations. In a small town called Abertavy, in West Wales, a young married couple reacted to Baldwin's arrival by having a fight. The husband had decided he wanted to sign up for the crusade. His wife was adamant he was going nowhere. According to the writer Gerald of Wales, who travelled with Archbishop Baldwin and kept a vivid record of the journey, although he sadly omitted the couple's names, the wife held her husband fast by his cloak and belt and publicly prevented him from going to the Archbishop. They struggled, and she won. But, wrote Gerald, her victory proved horribly short-lived. 3 nights afterwards, she heard a terrible voice saying, "You have taken my servant away from me, therefore what you must love shall be taken away from you." That evening, lying in bed, she accidentally rolled over in her sleep and smothered to death her infant son who was sharing her bed. It was a tragedy. It was also, she realised, an omen. Although by now Archbishop Baldwin had moved on, the distraught couple went to see their diocesan bishop to report the dreadful accident and beg forgiveness. Only one solution presented itself. They all knew what it was. Those Christians who had agreed to leave to fight Saladin advertised their status as sworn holy warriors in the army of Christ by stitching a cross made of cloth onto the arm of their clothes. The wife sewed on her husband's cross herself. This is a book about the Crusades, the wars fought by Christian-led, papal-sanctioned armies against the perceived enemies of Christ and the Church of Rome during the Middle Ages. Its title, Crusaders, reflects both its theme and its approach. For a long time during the Middle Ages, there was no single word to describe the Crusades as we have today come to think of them, a series of 8 or 9 major expeditions from Western Europe to the Holy Land, supplemented by a series of other, tangentially connected wars fought from the sun-baked cities of the North African coast to the frozen forests of the Baltic region. Yet from the earliest days of the phenomenon, there certainly was a word for those who participated. The men and women who took part in these penitential